So the first 5 minutes is going to be crucial for these guys to realize that, hey, we're back in it.
Navy blue, that is, trimmed in red and white. It'll be Brzezinski at 6'8", jumping center against Anthony Reed at 6'9". Tulane will move to our right, and to our left will go Penn. Both players get a hand on it. Brzezinski gets an extra, and Penn's got ball to Pierce. He'll work it around the top to Chambers. Long three-pointer won't go. Anthony Reed's got a hand on the rebound, slapped around, put back in as he lost it into the hands of Brzezinski, who got the point. 2-0 Tulane.
And that was really the scattering for Brzezinski. He's just a hard worker, and you see it right away, just working that glass.
Inside to Matt Pop, off the board on a short one from near the paint, won't go. Rebound goes to Brzezinski. Brzezinski gives to Allen, Jerome Allen, up the floor to Little Chambers. The 5'10 guard, Chambers, pass is left. Right now, Tulane in an aggressive man-to-man defense as the Wave likes to play. That's their best defense. And a turnover by Penn as they throw it away, trying to out-hustle the Tulane man-to-man, the first turnover of the game.
And I think Perry Clark and Tulane feel like this is the way to go. They feel like the man-to-man is going to work against this team. They feel like they've got the quickness advantage. The key is going to be put in the situation so they can work it. Already it's starting to happen for them.
Ball game is just about 1 minute old, and it's 2-0 Penn. Tulane has yet to score a point. Greg Carey fires to Reed on the left side. Reed to the baseline. Short jumper. Good. We're tied at 2.
And you need to see Anthony Reed score. The other day against Louisville, he only scored 4 points. Gives you an idea of what a big win it was for Tulane, but obviously you need to see Anthony Reed more involved than that.
Tied his career low as Penn's in front court, traveling on the big center, Brzezinski, as he tried to make a move into the paint. Turnover number 2. Tulane, by the way, forces over 26 turnovers a game from their opponents. One of the big reasons the Wave is winning.
For that man-to-man, that trapping defense works so well for the Wave. They've got it down to a T for Tulane, of course, and it's working very well so far.
Greg Gary, right side, goes to Whitmore on top. Three-pointer in there by Whitmore. 5-2, Tulane by 3.
Now, the other side of the coin, we talked about it before, Ken, is with Tulane, will they be able to handle the adversity? Or do now that they've won a big one, do they now become world beaters?
Chambers dribbles on top, goes into the left corner. Pierce with it, feeds it off the right side to Brzezinski, takes the shot from the right baseline. It won't go. Tulane with the rebound, and Hunter quickly in the front court. Takes the shot, goes to Reed. Baseline low, and he turns it over. Right back to Penn. No, we're not. Tulane is leading. I was going to say we're all tied. Tulane had that big three-quarter from Whitmore. 5-2 Wave. Game just a little over 2 minutes old.
And I think you see the confidence in these guys' eyes. I think that Louisville game, and I think that was a big question, but so far they've really come out very, very confident with something to prove tonight.
Chambers, good dribbling, little guard. Trying to work around G.J. Hunter. Passes right side. And works it into the right corner. Long shot by Jerome Allen. Won't go from the right corner. Tulane hustles down the loose rebound. Greg Gary down the floor. Backs it off the board. We have a whistle. The ball did not go into the hoop. We'll have stoppage of play with 2.5 minutes exactly, having kicked off the clock, and Tulane up by 3, 5-2 over the Penn Quakers. First foul of the ball game goes to Penn's Jerome Allen.
Yeah, Jerome Allen's a kid they really liked. He's really a freshman from Philadelphia, their best athlete. Gary just comes down, going for the layup. Allen gets him with the body. Good move by Greg Gary because he puts himself between himself and the man. Nothing to do but foul him.
Greg Gary hits the free throw. Jimmy Greg's such a good free throw shooter. This year, off a little bit, though. He's only hit 16 of 21 for 76%. For anybody else, that'd be good. Greg's normally over 80%. Second one's off the front iron. Won't go. Matt Pop tipped it up. It won't go, and the rebound goes to Curran. 6-2. Tulane with a 4-point lead, but Penn has the basketball. Chambers dribbling in the front court. Matt Pop way out to guarding. Chambers dumps it off to Brzezinski, the big center. Back to Chambers, a three right wing. Hits it, nothing but net. It's 6-5. Tulane's lead from to 1.
Yeah, Tulane needs to look at their matchups immediately because you do not want Matt Pop out there guarding little number 14. You get a guy who's that small, and Paul Chambers is going to burn you every single time.
I think Matt was surprised he was out there guarding a player like that.
He's like, wait a minute, this isn't the way we drew it up.
Whitmore at the right wing, back to Greg Gary on top. Zone defense being deployed by Penn They'll work it back to Gary on top of the key, and Tulane will be patient to set up the offense with 20 seconds on the shot clock. Reed free throw line under the pop, and a shot rejected, foul on 10 as they try to block that pop shot.
Yeah, good open, though. You see what they were doing. They sent it out to the open man on top of the key. Then all you got to do is look for Matt Pop coming underneath. He gets the easy one. Big block by Barry Pierce, but he goes to the line. So you found the open man. Matt Pop wide open, exactly how they drew it up.
Pierce with the foul, only the second foul of the ballgame, both on Penn. Pierce with his first, and Matt misses a free throw. He's a 75% free throw shooter, but only has gone to the line eight times, make it 6 for 9 now on the year. Matt will have another. Tulane leads by one, 6-5, 16-39 to go first half. Missed them both, too hard, off the back iron, and the rebound goes to Penn. Chambers up the floor. In the right corner to Pierce. He'll go for Zansky. Left baseline. Takes the 10-footer. Ball rolls around the rim and goes in for the point. 6-7-6. Penn's got the lead by one. And I feel like Tulane is just not in sync and cold at this time.
Right. Well, they looked super to begin with the game. But all of a sudden, Penn came back. Now they have to respond to that.
G.J. Hunter at the right wing to Gary on top. Left side pass to Whitmore to the baseline. Cross court to G.J. Right wing. Hit. A two-pointer just under three-point range. 8-7. Tulane back up by one. Here comes the press. Now Tulane calls it off, and Chambers will have a little room to take it up to the midcourt stripe, where he's picked up by Greg Gary and G.J. Hunter. Working left side to Brzezinski, to Pierce. 10-footer, and he hits it from the left side of the paint. 9-8, Penn.
Penn, very smart, well-coached team. They broke that trap, found the right guy. He buries the jumper.
Tulane in the front court. They'll work it to Reed. Free throw line, high post, right side. 15-footer on the rim. Falls in. 10-9, Tulane back up by one. 15.5 minutes to go, first half.
Anthony Reed already equaled what he had the other night against Louisville. Gives you an idea what an off night Anthony Reed had against the Cardinals.
Brzezinski's pass deflected into the hands of Reed, who goes down. Matt Pop saves it to Gary, slapped away and saved by Whitmore. Up the floor, Fancy behind the back, dribble to the baseline, puts it up from five, balls over the rim of the hoop, won't go in, and the rebound goes to Penn. Pierce will take it up the floor. As it's slapped away, Brzezinski saves it in the right corner. Appears all by himself down the baseline, lays it up for 2-11-10, 10 by 1.
Boy, great look. He was trapped. Two guys on him. One guy open. Appears cut to the basket. Gets wide open. Great move by Penn.
DJ left side to the baseline. Backs it out. Works it to Greg Gary on top. Right side pass to Whitmore. Back to Gary on top. Puts it down once on the floor. Passes to Whitmore right side to Reed. Double teamed around everybody. Slammed up! Tulane basketball. So first half, Tulane 12 and 10 and 11. Jim Berthelot, Jimmy Gallagher, and WWL and Cox Cable crew.
Wave so far shoots 71% from the floor, Penn 63%. Wave getting beat on the boards, though. Penn 5 rebounds away, only 2, so they got to start eating that glass a little more.
We haven't seen the posse come into the game yet. Daughter's still in there. They'll work at the Curran, left side, wants to go up, ball slapped away, and a foul on Tulane. Trying to strip that ball away from Curran. Vince Curran, the forward, who's 6'7", 229, a senior. The foul will be charged to Anthony Reed, the first foul on Tulane. Tulane went quite a bit without committing a foul. 14-19 showing on the clock. Officials for this ball game: Danny Hooker, who you just saw, the referee from Pontotoc, Mississippi, and Steve Welmer from Columbus, Indiana, along with Bob McGrath from Valley Station, Kentucky, are the umpires. As Curran hits the first shot, ties it up at 12, he'll have another. It is in the air, in and out, no good. Matt Pop with the rebound. We're tied at 12 as Tulane takes it up the floor. G.J. to Greg Gary on top, left side to Whitmore. Back to Greg on top, who will set up the Tulane offense. Points out to Whitmore, where he would like him to go, to the right side of the floor. Whitmore doesn't go, passes to Whitmore on the left side anyway. Back to Greg. Greg to the high post left side, to G.J. on the right side. Hook pass underneath to Matt Pop, who lost it out of bounds. Tulane turns it over and gives it back to Penn.
Great job by G.J. Hunter. You hear the applause. That's for the posse. These are the guys we talked about in the pregame show. They come in and they make make a difference. We'll run the lineup as they go, but just suffice it to say, Posse averaging over 42 points a game coming off the bench. That is the strength of this ball club.
Watch them pick the intensity up in the ball game. You'll hear it, you'll see it, and right now Penn is having trouble working against this pressure from the Posse. Here, left side. Brzezinski travels, taking a pass from Pierce, and there's a turnover by the hustling pressure defense of the Posse, Tulane Ball.
And it's really not the scoring that the Posse does, Ken, but it's like you said before, it's the defensive pressure. These guys are quicker than the starting lineup, and teams come in, they don't realize that intensity is going to come get them, and you can talk about it, but until you see it, it's a different ball game.
Wonder Williams to Carlin Hartman, who high dribbled and lost the ball, breaking into the paint. He was taking basket long before he had control of the basketball. Tulane turns it over. Penn ball in front court. Penn with the ball. Jerome Allen works it to Brzezinski on the right baseline. Works it again to Pierce. Big scramble for it. Ball slapped away. Saved by Curran. Curran to Brzezinski. Now Curran in the right corner. Long three-pointer. Won't go. Scramble for the loose ball. Chambers saves it. Out duels. Lewis, Kim Lewis for it. Around everybody into the paint. Throws it away. Out of bounds. Ken is turning it over, and the Posse is doing what they want to do. Pick up the intensity, force turnovers, but we're still tied at 12, Jimmy.
Well, Paul Chambers totally out of control there. You cannot beat a team that's going to put that pressure on you by yourself. You've got to work it around. Paul Chambers tried to do it by himself.
Pointer Williams from St. Augustine, low post, puts it in. Off balance shot, 14-12. What a move by Pointer Williams.
Well, you've seen him pick up his level game after game. He's gotten better, more confident as the games go on. He's starting to show why he was an all-state player here in Louisiana.
Here's to Jerome Allen in the right corner. Hits a three-pointer from the right corner. It's 15-14. Pins back up by one on Tulane. Here's a pass by Williams to Matt Green down the baseline. Lays it up and scores. What an assist by Williams to make Green's move look easy. 16-15, Tulane by one. Penn facing pressure. And they do to Curran. Curran double-teamed, bounces, and they'll work to Brzezinski in the paint. Tried to lay it up, ball came off the front rim. Matt Green rebound, fouled by Brzezinski. And it looked as if Brzezinski was a little frustrated there. And Carlin Hartman ran into him accidentally with the shoulder. Brzezinski looked with a pretty mean look at Carlin.
Boy, he is more than a little upset. He came very close to getting run up for a technical there. In fact, right now, Fred Dumphy is going to sit him down and say, you cool out, son, because he was very close to causing a brawl there. That's not what you want. In his place comes Eric Moore, a big 6'6 freshman. Number 32 will take his place.
Carter Williams, the very lightning quick guard, dribbling on top of the key in front court for Tulane, passing to Kevin Lewis on the left side. Sitting in a zone, the Penn defense. Tulane works it to Hartman in the left corner, to Lewis at the left wing. Back to Hartman, who goes underneath the Matt Green, low post, turns in the crowd, hits! Pierce, left side, into the paint, up and under fake, now puts it up, ball on the back of the rim, won't go, scramble for it, ball's loose, picked up by Allen, Allen to Chambers, Chambers on top, Tim Lewis out to guard him, bounces to Curran, turns around, from the free throw line, misses a 15-footer, ball rolls right over the rim, Carlin Hartman rebound, is frustrated, passes to Pointer Williams, up the floor to the right wing, to Carlin, takes one way to the free throw line, 15-footer, no good, scramble for the rebound, knocks out of bounds, it'll be whose ball, the official say, Penn ball, who ends up by 3-8.
The thing you see, though, Chad, is the defensive intensity starting to get to the Penn players, they are losing their cool, it's almost like you're playing a nice gentlemanly game, and all of a sudden, it looks good to the street boys, these guys like to run it, and Penn has not been able to handle that defensive intensity, and they're losing their cool a little bit.
Here's Allen down the paint right side, and we have a whistle to stop play. He was blocked by someone, and a foul will be whistled on Tulane. Called on Makiba Perry. Makiba 6'9", 220, a sophomore from Clinton. He's been playing some good basketball under the hoops. Likes to mix it up.
Perry thought on those singles once he's got to set the inbounds play up.
10 inbounds, trailing 18-15, 10 and a half minutes to go in the first half. Loses the ball to Tulane.
any of that tonight.
And it's exactly what we talked about. Penn not able to handle that impression, that defensive intensity. When that comes up, they've got to be able to handle it, and they have lost their cool tonight.
Well, on the intentional foul, everybody has to clear the free throw lane. And Tulane has a great free throw shooter up here, one of the best on the Tulane team, an 81% free throw shooter. Tim Lewis has been to the line 55 times, and he's hit 45 of them. With this one up and in. 19-15, Tulane by 4 in the lead with 10 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the first half, and Lewis will have one more.
You know, we never want to condone fighting. You don't want to condone violence in a game like this, but you got to protect your teammates, too. And that's part of the game.
He hits them both. It's 20-15, Tulane by 5.
Plus, this is almost like a safety in football. You get possession of the ball, too. There's a chance for a four-point swing for the wave here.
That's what's so important about an intentional foul.
But you just can't lose your cool. That's exactly what Paul Chambers did. He lost his composure, and it's going to cost his team.
The inbound to Pointer to Kim Lewis on top. Back to Pointer on the left side. He goes inside to McKeever, out to Hartman. Tulane working it around the zone. They'll go to Pointer, baseline, works it out to Lewis. He's wide open on top and won't shoot. He'll go left side. Now, Pointer will take the shot, hit the side of the backboard. Rebound will go to Graff. Ken Graff. He's a little 6'1", 178 senior from Dillsburg, Pennsylvania. In his first action tonight for Ken. To Pierce, baseline right back. Hit off the board on a nice turnaround move. 20-17, Tulane's lead, cut to 3.
That's exactly what Penn needed to do. They needed to get a basket, get their cool back, and bring this game down to a notch a little below what they were before.
Lewis, three-pointer, left wing for Tulane. Off the front iron, no good. Whistle on the rebound. Carlin Hartman on the back of Barry Pierce. Barry, as we said, a starter earlier this year, lost his starting spot to Will McAllister. Maybe the best athlete on the Penn Laker team. McAllister is an academic casualty and will not be with the team at least for a while, and Pierce is starting again tonight.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to lose much though with Barry Pierce. He's not a real tall guy, only 6'3", but as you said, good leaper, good athlete in this ball club. So, really, and he's been starting before them, so they don't lose much when he comes into the game.
First personal on call, and only 3 team fouls on Tulane, and only 4 on 10. Right side, Graff, long shot, no good. Hartman with the rebound to Pointer Williams. Pointer quickly up the floor, fancy behind the back dribble 2 times. Pointer, guarded closely by Allen, backs it off, sets up the offense for the Wave. 5-second call, Pointer had it too long. That's the turnover for the Wave.
Yeah, he realizes it too. One of those, that's a freshman mistake. You start doing a little fancy ball handling. You make a mistake, though. A couple of good freshmen there, Jerome Allen, Pointer Williams, both going head to head. A lot of people feel like this freshman, Jerome Allen, best player on the Penn team. He's just.
Eric Moore. And Pierce will cross court to Allen as Penn has it in the front court. They'll work it back to Moore. He loses the ball to Carlin Hartman. To Lewis down the lane. Up score 22-17. Tulane by 5. 8:39 to go first half.
Now there's the same exact situation. Guy goes in for an open layup. You don't see the intentional foul. It's just a difference. There's no reason for the other thing to happen.
Boom. In trouble. Fires it inside the glass. Ball loose. Hits the rim. Tulane's got it. Pointer Williams beats Hartman. Goes into the lane to the right side. Wanted to slam it. Wouldn't go. Carlin was thinking showtime. Whistle. Carlin was fouled and will be shooting 2.
And I tell you, I think Carlin Hartman may have taken off just a step too early. Because I think if he would have waited one more step, he definitely would have thrown it down. But with that one hand, he wanted to do a little showmanship, and I think he might have just been a step too early for that one.
Yeah, he takes one more step, and he launches at the right time. He's right on the hoop for the slam-a-roo.
Right, and I think he would have dunked it in if he doesn't get the guy coming across. But when Aaron Moore comes across, he cuts him off. He gets the foul. But I think in practice, that's a dunk. But with the contested, he probably should have gone and tried just for the layup.
Eric Moore draws his first personal 15 foul on Penn. Hartman gets the rebound. Tulane's up 23-17.
So you can't talk enough about Carlin Hartman. He's one of the guys, really one of my favorite players, because he brings such a joy to the game. He loves playing. He has such a great time. To see the big smile on his face, he's a lot of fun to watch.
Hartman gets them both. 24-17, Tulane by 7, Penn front court. Chambers. Ball game now. Hopefully cooled down a little bit. Sean Price, who was just given the ball game to Graff, traveled with the basketball. Too bad he hit about a 26-foot three-pointer, but he traveled first. Turnover, Tulane ball.
Grant Duffy tells him to cool out. You can hear the fans behind us. They are booing every single time that Paul Chambers touches the ball. He's going to hear the boos
the fans, and that's obviously going to unnerve him even more.
Martin with the basketball on the right side will work it around near and into the paint. Turns, shoots from inside the paint. No good. Martin gets his own rebound. Hooks up the follow for the point. 26-17. Tulane, 7:25 to go with the half.
A lot of hustle from Carl Hartman. It was strictly a great one-on-one to him.
Boy, that point was quick. Almost got him a steal as Penn worked it into the front court. Four with the basketball. Double team. Gets trouble. Finally gets it away quickly. They'll work it in the left corner to grab. Long shot. Three-point range. No good. Kevin Lewis rebounds to Pointer Williams. Into the front court. Behind the back dribble. Left side to Lewis. Works underneath the green. Who sees McKeever. Showtime. Graff with a rebound, had it slapped away by Lewis, and saved it anyway. He throws it away. Just throws it away by Graff.
Well, the only open man over there was Terry Clark. I really don't know what Graff was thinking. But two slam dunks the way it is this tonight. They need to cool out a little bit.
They're waiting to get a bigger lead before they do the showtime. I'm out on the floor. 26-17, Tulane. It's 7:12 to go first half. We'll be back in 1 minute. This is Tulane basketball.
Is using your mobile phone.
It's 7:43. You're listening to WWL New Orleans.
We're back at Fogelman, Ken Berthelot, Jimmy Gallagher, our Cox Cable crew, and the WWL radio listening audience nationwide. Tulane is leading 26-17 over Pennsylvania. The Wave trying to remain undefeated as they work it in front court. Kim Lewis has it slapped away by Graff, works it to Reed, stretches that ball way out with a wide wingspan. Works to Matt Green to McKeever. Perry spins, puts it up, short, no good. Whistle on the rebound. Foul. Graff may have pushed off. I think he did.
Graff simply threw that elbow and pushed around it. Got a couple of stats for you, Ken. Right now, Tulane 59% from the floor, Penn 44%. Big difference. 3-point field goals for Wave, 63%, Penn 50%. So some good shooting stats coming at you. Big difference of 10 turnovers for Penn so far in this game.
Inbound to Lewis. And Lewis will set up the Tulane offense. 39 to go. First half, Tulane leading 26-17. Jerome Allen on the steal for Penn. 2-on-1 down the lane. Slam dunk. It was Jerome Allen showtime to make it 26-19. Tulane's lead up to 7. Whitmore up the floor for the Wave, guarded by Chambers. Little body checking. No harm, no foul. They work it to Lewis. Over on the right side, who's guarded by Graff. Lewis passes right to Reed, who goes on top to Green. Guarded by Allen, right side to Lewis. Inside to Reed, he's stripped. Off ball, Jerome Allen on the steal. 2-on-1, Allen goes right side. Ball's poking out. Allen comes up with it. Penn go up as he's fouled. As they crowded around Jerome Allen, who draws the foul? Two, three Tulane players were there. All of them up. Anyone could get it.
They got McKeever. Perry got called for it, but they was definitely, McKeever Perry was the biggest body that was thrown in there, so he got the foul. But there was definitely great move by David Whitmore. He got that scoop and flipped it behind his back. Good move, but ends up getting called for the foul.
McKeever gaining confidence, trying to block shots. He hit 5 blocks on the season. A number of those came against Mercer, where he scored a season high and career high 11 points.
Well, they're going to sit here for a couple of minutes to get a little rest. And now we've got the three guard offense in with Kip Lewis, Greg Gary, and G.J. Hunter. Really, David Whitmore can play a guard, too. So they're going to really go to a smaller lineup, more ball handling in the last 6 minutes for the Wave. Joe Mauer, though, very good player. These guys felt like he was really the best player of this team as far as athletic ability before the game, the two-way coaches did.
Gets the first free throw, missed the second, short. Anthony Reed way up for the rebound, quickly to Lewis. Tulane in the front, they'll work it around to G.J. Hunter, and G.J. dribbles across the top to the right side, passes back to the left to Whitmore. Whitmore near the side of the paint, moving forward, puts it up from Kent, no good. Rebound will go to Trice. Sean Trice, he's been in the game for a while, and touches the ball for the first time here. City beating to it, they work at the Curran, Curran spins right side of the paint from 12, won't go. Rebound to Lane, G.J. Hunter, off the floor for the Wave. Passing to Lewis, lost the ball, can Gary save it? Chambers dives over him in an attempt to get it.
I know he's going to want to duck in his stats, but he barely got that into it.
throws to Trice, baseline left, on a footer, 28-22, Tulane by six.
Yeah, Chambers is definitely going to get the boo treatment tonight. You know, you see this a lot of times in college basketball, but after what happened earlier in the game, when he went high and really got called to an intentional foul, he's going to hear it from these fans tonight.
G.J. Hunter, cross court to Gary, goes to the low post right side to Lewis, works it in the paint.
Simply one-on-one, great move there. David Whitmore goes up. He's getting fouled right here. Doesn't matter. He throws it down with authority. You got to like that when David Whitmore comes in here. And, I mean, there was no doubt about it. The big fella, Sean Trice, got his hands all over it. But that's pure power when he lays it down over that.
First personal on Trice. Sent Whitmore to the line to complete the three-point play. Tulane by eight, leading 30 to 22. Whitmore puts it up. On the front iron, won't go, rebound, 10. Trice got the rebound to Chambers. Who again appears for the audience. Chambers goes dribbling in the top, guarded by G.J. He has not been unnerved yet. Here's a steal off Pierce by G.J. to Greg Kelly. He goes in the lane, puts it up, and scores 32-22. Biggest lead of the night, 10 for the Green Wave, 4 minutes to go.
Big difference is the defensive pressure and the fact they are 13 turnovers already at the first half.
Appears as he works it into the paint, puts it up, and lays it up for the score. 32-24, Green Wave lead trimmed to under double digits as Dwayne's in front court. Greg Gary, hook pass under to Anthony Reed, picked off by Curran, a turnover for the win. Here comes Chambers with the ball. Left side to Pierce, long shot, good, hits a three-pointer. Harry Pierce, 32-27, that cuts Tulane's lead to 5, and with that, timeout, 3:26 to go in the first half, Tulane 32, Penn 27, and not yet 1 minute for Tulane basketball. We are back, Fogelman Arena, 3:26 to go, first half, Tulane lead by 5, 32-27 over Pennsylvania.
Mom and Dad, tax dollars at work right there.
And back to Fogelman Arena for this one as Gary passes into the right corner to Anthony Reed. Tulane ball on top to Hunter. Crowd oozing out as Greg Gary went down. No harm, no foul, evidently. Reed underneath on a bounce. The Whitmore slapped away and Penn has the ball. Be a turnover. That brings up the floor.
That's not what Terry Clark wants. After a timeout, you want to score in your first offensive possession.
Chambers bounces to Curran in a crowd. He lost it out of bounds, went down to the floor. Oscar for that one.
Yeah, you gotta earn the Oscar out here.
Tulane ball up by 5. Hartman in front court, right side. Pass it to Whitmore, who was breaking away from the basketball. Tulane turns it over 2 times in a row. We've had 3 turnovers in a row, but 2 of them belong to the Wave.
Yeah, and really every time it seems like the Wave is going to break it open, they take that 10-point lead, looks like they're going to blow this game open, then simple mental errors by the Wave are costly and they end up getting back in by 5.
Foul as the inbound comes in quickly. Gary collided with someone. And we'll have a pushing foul. Hartwig, his first personal. He's on Tulane, 7 on 10. So Tulane is now shooting the bonus, and Tulane still have 2 fouls to give away.
Yeah, but Terry Clark doesn't like to see any fouls given away.
Only 2:44 to go in the first half. The inbound to Chambers. He works on pointer wing. Almost lost, picked up by Curran, lays it up and scores. It's 32-29, Penn's coming back here. Tulane's lead trimmed to 3, Tulane led 32-22 at one point, but it's been a 7-0 scoring spurt for Pennsylvania. Whitmore, left side, dribbles into the paint, turns in a crowd, dumps it off the ring, scrapped up!
Great play by David Whitmore, he says, get it up! David by David Whitmore. He brought two to him, found the open guy for the easy slam dunk. I love those slams. Makes my night.
The crowd does do it. Brings the crowd into the ball game. Reed will have an opportunity for a three. It's up. It's good. And Tulane's back up 35-29. The foul, checking on that foul by Pennsylvania.
Last 2:18-2. Anthony Reed going to take a seat.
The foul is on Paul Chambers.
Okay.
Jimmy. Yeah, Anthony Reed out of there right now with 2:10 to go first half. Blocking on G.J. Hunter. His head takes it up the floor. And G.J. will be whistled for his first personal. Not a lot of fouls in this ball game. The officials have let them play, and I like to see that. And I think the fans like to see the players get into it, mix it up a little bit, don't you?
And you know, a lot of times don't give credit to the officials. They had a situation earlier in this game where things could have gotten out of control with Paul Chambers. They got him together, talked to him, and took care of business. Steal by Tulane on 10. Lewis, free throw line, 15-footer on the rim. Oh, and Tulane's back up in this ball game with less than 2 minutes to go in the first half. Green Wave, 37. Pennsylvania, 29. Whitmore, Block, Chambers, who put it up the floor. And David Whitmore is going to be called for his first personal foul. 17 foul on Tulane, both deep shooting bonus.
He's going to that trapping defense. David Whitmore coming across to help, but he just does not get his feet set in time, and he gets called for the foul.
Throws it out of bounds. Tulane turns it over. It'll be 10 ball. Simple miscommunication.
communication. G.J. Hunter thought Matt Green was going to break. Yeah, he broke in. He hits nobody.
Less than a half minute to go now. First half, gets the ball to the front court. Violation. That turns it right back over to the Wave.
The Wave has a four-point lead in this game, Kenny, but if it wasn't for turnovers, they'd be trailing right now because turnovers are really the only thing that's cost Penn tonight. They play well, they just keep turning the ball over.
Hunter Williams in the front court, guarded by Chambers. Right side pass to G.J. Hunter. Shot clock is off, 16 seconds to go in the half. Pass to Pointer, guarded by Chambers, hand-checking him. Pointer working on Chambers. Less than 10 seconds to go. Passes to Lewis, free throw line, 54. Hit it! Pushamaru, 39-33, 2-8-5-6. Chambers to Allen, shoots at the buzzer, missed it. And he got an air ball at the buzzer. It's halftime here at the Pokemon Arena. Tulane leads 10 by 6, 39-33. We'll be back with our halftime gap. Pokemon Arena should have been sold out. We think it's a jam-packed one for this one. There were just a few tickets, less than 50, I was told, before we went on the air. Coach Terry Clark, what do you think he told the team at halftime?
I think he told them, settle down, play your game, and you can win this thing. But you, what I've been telling you all before, it's a pretty good basketball team. You have to realize that.
And with a record of 2-4, Tulane undefeated at 9-0. Tulane ball by virtue of the possession arrow. Greg Gary, alley-oop. Slam dunked in by Anthony Reed and a perfect alley-oop feed by Greg Gary.
It's only crazy, but I think he had a real good play up at the half. Beautiful alley-oop coming down the back door, and Anthony Reed throws it down.
21-33, Tulane. That gets Reed into double figures at 11. Chambers, big double, taking a feed, being triple teamed. Dumps it off to Curran. Curran bounces out. Loose ball. Run down by Jerome Allen, who poked David Whitmore in the eye. Whitmore is hurt. They'll work it inside to Pierce. Goes up. Ball slaps down. A nice rejection by a number of Tulane players. I'm not sure who got the hand on it.
Yeah, here comes the alley-oop. And that's Anthony Reed. Beautiful alley-oop. Greg Gary found the open man. Reed slams it home. The thing we got to be careful with now, though, is David Whitmore coming off. He got poked in the eye. Kim Lewis will take his place, but that's obviously a scary situation for the Wave when a player goes down like that. You need to see the trainer, make sure that we've got him taken care of for anything else worse.
Well, Whitmore seems to be okay as we look over to the bench. Meanwhile, they're ready to put the ball in play, and it'll be inbounded by Penn. Larry Pierce will do the inbounding. Does so to Chambers. Chambers down the baseline, drives the feet under off the leg of Kim Lewis, picked up by Matt Pop. Penn turns it over. Greg Gary now feeds Reed left side. He'll back it out to Lewis, and Tulane will start it over. Second half, 1 minute old. Tulane got the first bucket. A beauty on an alley-oop from Greg Gary to Anthony Reed, who slammed it in. Now Tulane's back in front court to Anthony Reed. Baseline low post, missed the five-footer. Rebound goes to Penn. Chambers up to four. Chambers into the paint. Reverse layup won't go. Whistle on the play. We'll have a foul on the Green Wave.
Chambers drove the lane, got a little out of control, but the Wave got that hand on it. He sent it down.
Ball Chambers. Starting guard, 5'10", a senior from Duke Square, Pennsylvania. Foul's going to be called on Matt Pop.
You see Chambers driving the line, and Matt Pop really gets it with the body. Good athletic move there, then he pulls down that arm. That's when you see him go down.
Chambers at the line. Puts up the shot. Good. 41-34, Tulane. Chambers, the best free throw shooter on the Penn team, is 3-for-3 at the line, trying to stay perfect with his court. It's in. And Chambers is perfect, and it's 41-35. Each team with 2 points to start the second half here. Tulane ball front court to Matt Pop on the left side. Pop to Reed on top. High post right side, 15-footer, too hard. Brzezinski with the rebound for Penn. He'll give to Allen, who takes it into the front court. Right side, into the corner. Long three-pointer, distant, short, Reed rebound from the way to Gary. Up the floor. Gary bounces inside, slapped away by Allen, saved by Greg Gary for Tulane, almost stolen by Chambers. Gary tosses over cross-court to G.J., who will work it back to Greg to reset the Tulane offense. Second half here, almost 2 minutes old, 41-35, Tulane with the lead. Tulane works it to Matt Pop, man-to-man defense, 5-10. Whitmore in the left corner comes up with it, passing to Gary, who backs it out. E.J. Hunter with it, looks and throws to Reed at the left wing. Reed holds the ball high with one hand, two hands, now crosses, has been working around to Whitmore, back in the game, and the paint puts it up in a crowd on the rim, it's Esco! Comes off the front of the rim, falling out of there, and we had a whistle, and we'll have a foul on the Quakers.
Good to see David Whitmore back in there, obviously a couple of seconds ago, a little worried about it when he got poked in the head, and he gets in there.
Green Wave by 12. A lot of Tulane fans were worried whether the Wave could come down off that big high, beating Louisville in Louisville in time to play well for this game, and David hits his deck.
You see the Wave. The Wave is starting to put that pressure on. They're taking up that defensive intensity a little more with that trapping defense.
48-35, Green Wave lead. Here's the trap of Graff in the corner out to Chambers. Working to Brzezinski. Graff in the left corner. Tulane hustling man-to-man. Cross court to Allen. Near the paint. Drops it off to Curran. Lost it. Got it back. Runs into that top offensive charging. Curran lost the ball. Got it back. Turned and ran back into that top. Who went down?
And the difference is the defense. They were able to handle it for 5 and 6 turns. But eventually that trapping man-to-man defense wears you down. And that's exactly what happened. He turns around and he's not able to handle it. Curran goes to the hole, but Matt Pop right there. He blows Matt Pop down. That's definitely a foul.
That took one to the head. A clean shot. But he's okay.
He's got a hard jaw.
Tulane ball. Gary to Matt Pop. Tulane up 48-35. Pass to Gary by Pop. Low post. Puts it up.
Right it up with Pop. Scores. Great Gary. A bunch of big fellas with the pump face. Maybe that's the best move, but it worked for him, and he scores the easy layup.
Tulane by 15. 50-35. Graff almost lost it in front court. Bounces underneath in a crowd. Allen puts it up. It's good. He scores on the layup and he's fouled. And the foul is going to be on Matt Pop.
Yeah, Matt Pop got called. And what he's doing is he said he pushed him in the back. He just got called there for it. Jerome Allen, nice move going to the hole. Matt Pop got called for it.
Jerome Allen made the All Music City Invitational. Played well up in that Nashville tournament. 26 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, 7 steals. You can't ask a guy to do much more.
Yeah, and only a freshman. He's really coming and giving these kind of scores. Philadelphia player.
Makes the free throw to complete the 3-point play. And it's perfect at the line. 50-38. Green Wave lead trimmed a little bit. Tulane ball front court. Checked by Paul Chambers. Blocking as Greg Gary comes down the floor. Chambers body checking a little too closely. He's up his third person.
He does play a physical brand of basketball. He's just body checking the whole way down. Greg Gary gets fouled. Sets up the two-lane offense again.
That's 3 on Chambers. 5 team fouls already on 10. We have 15-15 to go in the game. Alley-oop by Gary. Took a hard ball there. He rammed a Tulane player and is called for offensive charge. charging third personal.
Right. What you see is Carter Hartman is set up there, but then he takes a hard fall. And when you lose your feet like that and you go shoulder first, he really took a hard one. Right now they're checking his shoulder out. But then you see it's the turnover. Wade has the ball again.
This is as physical as a hockey game.
Yeah, I'll tell you, this is a rough one.
Chambers drives to steal. Pointer gets it back. Chambers gets it back. Passes to Curran in the lane. Ball slipped out of his hands. And our cock table photographer in the end zone gets run into by Kim Lewis. And a nice move down there to save that camera and keep us out of that dedication.
Yeah, and you know the whole thing is you got to save the camera. You got to take the body shot to save the camera there. But good hustle by our guy down underneath the basket.
WWL radio listening audience, we're simulcasting on Cox Cable.
And this is an ugly scene with a pole all of a sudden. It gets kind of rough for you when you're a cameraman sometimes. Good job by a guy underneath.
VHS for a lifetime, though.
Ryan.
Curran misses the free throw.
Yeah, we're going to call it Brian Ryan from that one because he took a header that time.
This Curran has another. It is up. It is good. 52-39. Jermaine with the lead here. 6 minutes have gone by. We have 14 minutes to play in this ball game. Greenway ball, front court. Hunter Williams with it, guarded by Chambers. He works with Carlin Hartman, who slammed it to from behind by Jerry Brzezinski. And that'll be Brzezinski's second personal foul. And 17 foul on 10, which means with 13:51 to go in the game, Tulane has the bonus from here on out.
Already, and that's obviously the idea there, making a lot of personal fouls. At this point, you really need to be controlling yourself a little more. The Penn team has just they've gotten a little more physical. The referees aren't going to let them get away with it.
Marlon Hartman misses the free throw too hard off the back iron. Little ball, Chambers with the rebound, and 5-10, playing like a big man for Penn.
He's a fan favorite.
Pointer gets kicked out of there. Chambers goes around. He brings it back on top. Loses the ball. Kim Lewis with the steal. Lost it on the dribble. Saves it. Tosses it in. Loose ball. Picked up by Curran of Penn. Crosses long. Intercepted by Carlin Hartman. They're turning it over left and right here. Curran, Hartman rather, comes back down the floor. And Pointer will slow it up.
Yeah, a little sloppy. Terry Clark definitely says, let's slow it up. Let's run our offense. Forget about this run and gun. Let's take care of business.
Lewis checked as he shoots from near the free throw line. Won't go, and a foul. It'll be on Ken Graff, his second personal. Kim Lewis will be going to the line for Tulane. 52-39, Wade with the lead.
Yeah, Barry Clark, the Metro Conference Fresh Coach of the Year, 1990. Don't be surprised if he's up for that honor again this year with a great start to win the pass. And he's telling Porter, wait a second, can you settle it down? Let's run that offense. That's what we're here about. Great if you get the break, but if you don't, slow it up and run it again.
Oh, Kim spins it around and sinks it. 53-39. Lewis at the free throw line. As we said, an 82% free throw shooter now. And it's up and in again. He's perfect. 4-for-4 at the old charity stripe.
Yeah, he is really pressure basketball. Leading scorer for the Wave. He's doing a great job tonight.
With the ball, front court to Pierce, and he'll work it into the paint, lay it up, and score. 54-41. Tulane with the lead. Greenway with the basketball. Pointer Williams, right side to Green. Long shot, just under 3-point range. Nothing but net. 56-41, Tulane. Pointer Williams is rammed into by Barry Pierce, and a foul. And the foul should be called on Barry Pierce.
So Barry Pierce is coming back in the game. Remember, he got that technical foul, so Fran Duffy, the coach at 10, sat him down for a couple of minutes, and as soon as he gets back in there, he gets called for another foul. That's simply, you got to set it up and get set properly. That Green had drained that jumper earlier, and that's really what set it up.
56-41, 12:47 to go, and Pointer Williams, a speedy, quick, lightning fast guard for Tulane from St. Aug High School in New Orleans. This is the free throw. Makiba with the rebound, follows at the lane on the hook, hits him there.
Offensive rebound, not seen a lot of them for the Wave tonight, so it's good to see Makiba Perry hit that glass.
58-41, steal by Kim Lewis, backcourt, one-on-one, down the lane, he slams it up, a late stand-up, makes it 60-41, Tulane with the lead, and taking control of the game with 12 and a half to go. Double dribble on Chambers as he takes it up the floor. He can't even believe he's done it. This is Tulane basketball.
A difference, and the difference is the Pell State Group. For commercial or personal insurance coverage through your independent agent in Louisiana and Mississippi.
Wave leading 60-41. Tulane taking the big lead over Penn. Now the ball, Ken Berthelon, is opening up even more.
He's got some stats. We'll work them in. Winter Williams, alley oop. The Green can't get it a little too hard. Throws it down anyway and lays it up with two. 62-41 Wave.
Get Penn back in this game.
Eric Moore with the personal. Pointer at the line, off the glass and in with the free throw. 69-49, Tulane trying to keep that lead at 20 or more. 10:46 to go in the game. It's up and in by Pointer, nothing but net. 70-49, Green Wave. Here comes Jerome Allen up the floor. Dribbling on David Whitmore, bounces into the right corner. Phil Pierce around Matt Green, drops it off underneath the floor. He fouls as he tries to go up. Matt Green may have caught him on top.
Now the fans are going to think that Matt Green got called for that foul for going up high. What actually got called is he got called for going with the body down low. Anthony Reed misses him. Matt Green comes across and slaps him, but really what he got called for the foul was the body and the knee. Kind of a touch call there because it really looked like he got off ball.
Harry Clark doesn't want his team to let up. Harry Moore goes to the line, bumped in.
And we remember that Southern game we did before the break, and it's the same situation. Up big, big lead, and Tulane running back in. Third Clark does not want to see that happen again. He needs to see this team. If they're going to beat it up on echelon, they need to take care of teams like this and put them away when they've got the chance.
Too hard, makes the second. Matter of fact, in that game, twice Tulane was up by 20 and lost the lead. Tulane inbound, Pointer by pressure, passing to Carlin Hartman. Low post right side of the crowd, puts it up. He fouled. There was 2-3 10 players there on him. Let's see who will be called for the foul.
Yeah, Carlin was just trying to do a little bit of one up there. He had the open shot, wasn't immediately able to take it. It's time to dish it out. Eric Clark's got the rest of his guys together, and he's telling, hey, got to keep that defensive intensity up. Got to have that pressure defense. We're going to build on this lead. Jump by 20, but that's not going to be enough for this team. Eric Clark needs to show they can put a team away.
Hartman at the line. Right through the net. On the free throw. Carlin perfect at 3-for-3, an 82% free throw shooter coming into this ball game. 7 points on the evening. Missed at the line. Short on the next shot. And the rebound goes to Penn. Quickly into the front court. They work it underneath in a crowd. Four. Unlikely Gary Pierce in a crowd. Went up from the low post right side. Down the baseline. Got the point. 71-52 Greenway. Tulane ball. Whitmore dumps it out to Williams after going up as if to shoot. He gives to Reed. Spins into the paint. Puts it up. Whistle. Ball did not go into the hoop. We are under the 10-minute mark, so we have passed the halfway mark of the second half. 9:52 to go in the game. Tulane leading 71-52.
Yeah, they're doing a good job working that ball around, taking care of business so far. I think it has to be very pleased to compare Clark. Anthony Reed, way above the average. The other night, way below the average against Louisville, but he's starting to bring it back up tonight with a good performance against Vance.
Now, Anthony needs to work on that free throw shooting performance. Only 58%. But he did score enough points tonight to surpass or pass up with his 15 points, move into 12th place on Tulane's all-time scoring, passing Jack Hartman. It's the next one, 72-52, Tulane up by 20. Paul Chambers, small little 5'10 guard, works on Pointer Williams, St. Aug High School. More right side to Pierce at the wing, guarded by Hartman. Can't get the pick. Goes instead. The Moore works his way into the paint. Hooks it up. No good. Took steps. Traveling turns it back over to the way.
Yeah, he just simply got a little too excited. Starting to think a little bit early. Your feet start thinking before your body starts thinking. The next thing you know, you're sinking.
Okay. Nicely said.
Well, badly said. But what are you going to do? They can't all be gems, unfortunately.
Tulane in front court. Matt Green takes from Whitmore, gives back to Whitmore on the right side, dribbles near the baseline, brings it back out, bounces the Pointer on top. Underneath the Cartman in the lane, turns, shoots from 10, no good, rebound to Whitmore, puts it up on the follow, 74-52, Chambers goes falling down to the floor as the teams come out of there, looks at the official, gets no release. Allen, low post, takes it to the hoop, lays it up and scores, 74-54 Tulane.
Nice slicing move by Allen. Going back to that David Whitmore, great play by Whitmore. He comes out of the screen, great elevation with a nice polite lay-in, but a super elevation.
nation's super offensive rebound.
Pointer takes it to the low post right side, tries to put it up, and someone gets a hand on it. Eric Moore, I believe. Of course, a jump ball situation, and the possession arrow gives the ball to the Quakers.
Yeah, good job by Eric Moore. He's a freshman also. A lot of young players, one thing you see for the Wave is because they play 9 and 10 guys, other teams have to go to their bench a little more often than they'd like to. Eric Moore hasn't played a lot this year, but he's seen a lot of time tonight.
Chambers to Allen, right side, launches that three-pointer again, misses too hard, ball goes way up, saved on the come down, back to Jerome Allen, right wing, three-pointer, this time hits it, 74-57 Green Wave as we near the 8-minute mark of the ball game.
Yeah, not a real pretty shot for Jerome Allen, but it takes care of the job.
He launches it in a way that we're not accustomed to seeing.
He comes from his waist normally. Most guys come from above the shoulder area.
Whitmore, baseline left. Hits on the 15-footer from the baseline left. 76-57. Tulane, and Whitmore has gotten hot all again.
Yeah, that's your classic form right there for David Whitmore. Beautiful extension, beautiful follow-through. He drops it in.
Chambers on the dribble has the ball slapped away from behind by Pointer Williams. Carmen Hartman had it, but lost it out of bounds. He stepped on the out of bounds.
Up here.
It's not the posse because we only have 7:42 to go and the posse doesn't substitute in the second half. But we do have Makiba Perry, Matt Green, Tim Lewis, G.J. Hunter, and Greg Gehry on the floor for the Wave.
Yeah, what you're seeing right now is just a basic substitution that Perry Clark would normally do in the course of the second half of the ball.
Chambers, top of the key, takes the move. Guarded by G.J., right side pass. Pierce takes the shot, three-point range from the right wing, won't go, and the rebound is out of bounds off the fingertips of Kevin Lewis, pin ball. The officials working this ball game, Danny Hooker, the referee from Pontotoc, Mississippi, Steve Welmer and Robert McGrath, the umpires, Welmer from Columbus, Indiana, McGrath from Valley Station, Kentucky, doing a fine job tonight. They've let these guys play. Yes, good control of the ball game. As Jimmy told you earlier, Sean Trice in the ball game lost it, got it back. Passes left side now to Ken Graff, a new substitute coming in. The Chambers on top, right side to Pierce, into the paint, puts it up in.
The Valley of the Giants, they have three two-lane defenders, but they're all worried about getting a foul. He's getting the body, no hands go up, and he gets the easy layup.
76-59. Green Wave with the lead. Just under 7 minutes to go in the game. Makiba beats Matt Green. Low post to Makiba coming down the lane. Fouled as he tries to lay it up. Won't go.
Yeah, Big Sean Trice, a freshman from Detroit, gets the foul. Good look by Matt Green. He fouled Makiba, comes sliding across, but he ends up getting called to the foul.
Now we think back on that Louisville game, and we hope most of you had a chance to watch it. Timeout, we'll talk about that upon return. 6:50 to go in the game. Tulane 76, 10:59. Back in 1 minute. This is Tulane basketball.
That's 1-800-765-0123.
We are back at Fogelman Arena. Remember, the next game upcoming for Tulane on Cox Cable Pay-Per-View and the WWL radio broadcast is Thursday night, Central Connecticut State, here at Fogelman against the Green Wave. Makiba Perry at the line. Ball dances around up there, but falls in. 77-59, Green Wave.
Makiba Perry, son of Big John Perry, former NBA player, played with the Lakers for a while, and just like the Pop, the son's got a lot of heart and a lot of ability underneath.
This is that second free throw. Rebound goes to Pierce. In with the ball. Chambers up the floor, guarded by Greg Gehry in front court, passing left to Graff. Graff on top, to Pierce right side, to Chambers in the corner. Tulane carefully guarding and being tight in the middle, not giving up anything in the paint. Here's Pierce with the ball, working it on top, bounces right side to Graff, takes one way, now goes to the free throw line, bounces to Pierce, to Chambers in the left corner, 15 seconds on the shot clock, long three-pointer, hit by Graff, way out on top, at about 24 feet, 77-62 Wade.
You know, scouting report of Graff was he was going to be a good shooter. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that's the first basket he's made tonight, and he came in here with a great rep as a great outside shooter. The defense has really signed him so far.
Greg Gehry to Matt Green, who backs it out a little, and then hands off to Gehry, coming behind him. Gehry passes to Makiba. Near the paint, left side, spins, tries to put it off the glass. It's a tap in there!
Jim Lewis
on the tap in. long shot, left corner, grass, 3-point range again, won't go. Makiva Perry with the rebound, making a difference under the boards to Greg Gary, beating Green. Green at the baseline, right side, backs it out. He'll give to G.J. Hunter. G.J. on the dribble a few times, goes to Matt Green on the right side, guarded closely by Trice. Green wants to go around him on the dribble, stops, hands off to Greg Gary. Gary Clark standing right behind Greg Gary can shout instructions to him right there. Greg on Chambers being body checked to the baseline. Nowhere to go. Whistle. Chambers a little too close on the body checking. And guess what for Chambers? He's out of there. And his fifth personal foul. Fouls out with 5:04 to go.
Yeah, fans are going to miss this kid.
You know, he really plays a good, tough game for Penn.
He's a hard, scrappy little player. He got off to a bad start, and I don't think that he was hard playing basketball at first. He went to the head, and he's been clean ever since. I mean, it's unfair to label him as a dirty basketball player. He's just a hard basketball player. He goes at it rough.
He got Tim Lewis on that high head foul early, but outside of that, he's just been a scrappy little hustling player. But the fans haven't let him live that down.
Well, now welcome to the world of home court advantage. You know, that's what it's all about. Barry Clark was right next to Greg Gary when he was on the sideline bringing new meaning to the word coach on the floor.
Greg Gary hit the first, missed the second. It's 80-62 as Penn pulls down the loose ball rebound. And with under 5 minutes to go, Penn works it into the front court. Four, right side to Pierce, into the corner. Curran, three-pointer. Ball rolls around and falls in to the hoop. 80-65, Tulane by 15, 4:43 to go.
Yeah, Tulane was up by over 20 now. All of a sudden, he's back down to 15. That's exactly what Perry Clark didn't want, is he doesn't want those turnovers all the time. He wants to see South Bend take up that lead.
Inside pass to Makiva, who was fouled by Vince Curran. And only his first personal. 10 team fouls against Penn, 8 against Tulane. Makiva at the line. Makiva started slowly this year, missed his first 5 free throws, but then has come back to hit 14 of his last 20. And this one dances around, but falls out, so he's 0-1 today.
Yeah, he's not, at this point, the foul shooter that Greg Gary is and the Kim Lewis is, but he's gotten better over the year, and it's just a case of continuing to work on it, continuing to improve. He's shooting 56% from the free throw line. Might drop a little bit after that one.
Missed the second also, and the rebound goes to Penn. 80-65, Tulane by 15. 4.5 minutes to go. Graff to the high post left. Into the left corner to Moore. Back to Curran. At the wing left side. Pass is stolen by Lewis. 1-on-2. Lewis down the lane. Tries to slam. He's fouled by Curran, who looks at the official and says, yes, I agree. I fouled him. Second personal on Curran. Lewis at the line shooting 2.
Yeah, big Vince Curran definitely decided. I'm not going to let Kim Lewis get the slam dunk. Lewis with the steal. He comes in. Curran comes in to the side. He goes, hey, I'm going to take the body out because I definitely don't want to see the slam dunk. Rough night for the cameraman, by the way, Ken.
They take the heat under the hoop as Lewis sinks the free throw, 81-65. 4:15 to go in this contest.
Yeah, I got to give Brian and Duke credit. They're taking a lot of heat underneath the buckets tonight.
Jim has the second one go in, come out. He misses. Jim has the rebound. Curran, top of the key, three-pointer off to the right. No good. Pierce rebounds near the paint, puts up the follow. Too hard, no good. Anthony Reed way up there for the rebound, giving to Greg Gary, passing into the front court to Lewis. Lewis sneaks down the baseline, into the paint, missed the layup, scramble for the rebound. Curran has it slapped away. G.J. has it, feeds Reed, banks it off the board, won't go. He follows and slams it in. 83-65,
Tulane. Anthony Reed missed a 5-footer, he missed a 3-footer, he fired it. Hey, we're going with the high percentage shot. He got the slam dunk.
Penn works it into front court, and Pierce works it into the paint and is fouled as he puts it up off the glass, but the ball doesn't go in. The foul on Tulane is going to be on Makiva Perry, his third personal on court.
Anthony Reed, the big, strong dunk underneath, and that really was the difference there. Makiva Perry takes a seat. Along with Kim Lewis, those two guys, those two sophomores really did a nice job. Both Louisiana kids, too.
Makiva taking a seat because it was his fourth personal foul. Makiva from Clinton. At the line, Barry Pierce from Norristown, Pennsylvania. Fires it up. Too hard off the back iron. Won't go. 83-65, Tulane, 3:37 is all we have left. Pierce will have another.
Very good free pusher, 69%.
drops another one.
83-60, sitting down the wave with the lead. Up to Moore comes Pointer Williams. What a thrill he has been for Tulane fans to watch. G.J. passes to Anthony, who lost the ball. It'll be pinball, Jimmy.
Yeah, Fairclough basically just telling these guys, gotta settle down a little bit. We talked about it before. You get a big lead, you're up by over 20. You want to see them break it open even more, and they're just not able to do it.
David Whitmore. What a game he had in Irvine, California. Yuck, it's Cal Irvine. His family was there. A lot of his friends were there. He had about 25 people. He was so keyed up to have a good game, and he really did. He put on a show offensively, defensively. Good to see that for David Whitmore.
And I think Perry Clark felt very strongly about it. He likes to see those kids get a chance to play in front of their family. If they can't come down to Louisiana, it's a real nice opportunity for David Whitmore's family and friends to see him play. And it's always nice when you play well when you get that chance in front of your own folks.
Pin inbound. They work at the Moore. Right side. Backs it out to Sean Trice. Free throw line. In a crowd. Dumps it to Pierce. Back to Trice. Spins around Greg Gehry. Into the paint. Puts it up and scores from near the hoop. 83-68. With that, we'll have a timeout for the Quakers of Penn. Called by Coach Fran Dunphy. 3:05 to go in the game to score. Tulane 83, Penn 68. Back in 1 minute. This is Tulane basketball. 83-68. We are back at Fogelman Arena. Ken Berthelot, Jimmy Gallagher, our Cox Cable pay-per-view crew, and Orleans and Jefferson Parishes, and our WWL nationwide listening audience. Tulane leads 10-83-68, just under 3 minutes to go in the game. Green Wave has the ball, front court. And we have a whistle as they work at the Whitmore on the right side, who's guarded by Eric Moore. Looks like Eric's going to be whistled for his fourth personal foul. Rather tough team foul on Penn. They've had Penn for quite a while. Tulane shooting two for every foul.
Here's the difference. Every foul, every foul now obviously gets to be a bit of a free throw shooting contest. It's not a bad thing when you're waving, you're leading big, but still you like to see him let him play a little bit. Hate to see him throwing those free throws up in the last couple of minutes.
Whitmore fires it up. Nothing but net. 84-68.
You know me, Kenny. I want to see him run up and down that floor. I love to see the action.
Whitmore spins it at the free throw line. Dribbles it hard on the floor. Crowd is quiet. Tulane with the lead. Puts it up. Missed it. Rebound goes to Trice. Jerome Allen takes the pass and will take it up the floor. Guarded by G.J. Left wing. Pass to Graff in the left corner. Graff guarded by Pointer. Goes back to Trice. Ball taken away by Whitmore. Whitmore, 3-on-2. Spins into the paint. Short on the layup. And Trice got the rebound for Penn.
David Whitmore did everything you're supposed to do except make the basket.
Yes. Trice dribbles into the right corner, guarded by Reed. And we have a whistle. Greg Gehry with Barry Pierce. Got Pierce. Greg Gehry is going to be called for his second personal.
And right now, with 2:22 left, it's simply using what you got to do now. Play solid basketball last couple of minutes. Don't make any stupid fouls. Don't let him get back with his hand. You're going to win this ball game. And after the big effort over Louisville, you thought it could be a bit of a letdown. I think Gary Clark's going to have to be pretty happy overall with the performance. Barry Pierce back in the game again, shooting 69% from the floor from the free throw line.
The big thing here, Barry Clark just wanted to make sure Tulane's team could handle prosperity. They have handled adversity like we talked about on the pregame show as Pierce misses the first free throw in and out. But he wanted to make sure they could handle coming off of a big victory.
Everybody loves being the underdog. It's easy to come like that. It's a little tougher when you got to be the home team. It's a little tougher when you got to be the team that everybody expects to win. But I think so far, Barry Clark's team has handled it very well.
Pierce with 16 points. Six is 17 from the free throw line. It's 84-69. Tulane with a big lead here. And 2:22 to go. But as we said earlier, remember, Tulane had big leads twice against Southern and lost them. So Perry Clark not letting this team rest on its laurels in this ball game. Pointer having trouble getting by Jerome Allen, who took one in the mouth, holding his mouth. Seems to be okay. Tulane works it to Gehry, right side to Lewis. Lewis up and under fake to the free throw line. Deep by Green. Lay up by Matt Green. Watch it from down low.
Great body control by Matt Green. Guy comes sliding by. Easily could have passed it off, but no, he holds on to it for a second. Great hang time, and he drops in the easy layup.
86-69, Tulane as Moore from the right corner misses a three-pointer in and out for Penn. And Tulane takes the rebound and brings the ball into the front court with 1:41 to go. Loose ball. Reed tries to save it. Does the one. And Lewis goes into the lane and slams on it. But no basket. No basket. Violation. Gravely first.
Jim Lewis is smiling. He knows he made a mistake there. Simply goes up with a slam dunk. Not the NBA, so he gets up there called for. A kid who's out on the floor now, too, is number 12, Brett Jusford, the Wave, and I'll tell you, nice to see a walk-on like this. A kid who really works very, very hard from Highland Park, Illinois, comes into the game and does a nice, nice job. He's there to practice every time for the Wave. Good to see him get some playing time.
Graff to the free throw line. Right side, Allen at the wing, wide open, three-pointer, hit it, and with that, Penn wants a timeout. 1:18 to go in the game. Tulane 86, Penn 72. We'll be back in 1 minute. This is Tulane Basketball.
Of the James Wilson Athletic Center on the Tulane campus. The Greenhead Gift Shop is open 8:30 to 5 Monday through Friday and on Saturdays of home games.
Tonight they put the ball into play a little early as Tulane works at the Matt Green coming down the lane. Reverse layup won't go. Penn with the rebound up the floor. Allen drops it off underneath and we have a whistle as Eric Moore.
Fouling you're getting in that situation with more than 15 fouls on each side. Gonna go back down.
Shoot two.
I'd like to see Brett Jusford with 12 get a chance to fire one up here. I know the crowd's gonna be going crazy if he gets a chance. Here's a guy who is a walk-on, really worked very, very hard. These are the guys that don't get enough credit. They're at practice every single day. They're giving the look of the other team, and it's nice to see him get a chance to get off the floor a little bit.
Whitmore will have two. Brett Just has taken over where Joe Passy used to be the crowd favorite. Now it's Brett Just who is the crowd favorite. So we went from a 6'11", or a 7-foot crowd favorite in Joe Passy, to Brett Just, who's listed
at 5'8". Probably listed at 5'10".
Whitmore hit the first one. The second one's lost. Up and in. 88-72, Tulane. 1 minute to play. Jerome Allen in the front court. Tulane works out of a zone now. 1-3-1 zone for the Wave. Penn working against it. Has the ball snapped. Matt Green with the steal. Hands to Pointer Williams. And Pointer will take it up the floor. We're down to 39 seconds. Pointer down the lane. Lays it up. Ball comes off the rim. No good. Rebound by Eric Moore. Bounces left side to Allen. Launches a long shot near three-point range. Won't go. Moore rebound. Rejected by Matt Green. Graff with the loose ball. Hits the point. Timeout with 22 seconds to go in the game. Tulane 88, Penn 74. Hudson Barnes back in 1 minute. This is Tulane Basketball.
Suez Carrier. Now Delta flies to 33 cities in Europe and beyond. And to celebrate, we're offering travelers double the actual frequent flyer miles when they fly across the Atlantic between now and December 31st, 1991. For information, see your travel agent or call Delta.
Put the ball into play early, but it was swatted out of bounds. And again, only seconds to go in the game. Jerome.